even President Trump has said now that he believes Russia did it. So it's not just people who don't want President Trump in the office. And the difference between the hacking and the disinformation is real.
Oh, come on. Once again.
Hacked into the Democratic National Committee and hacked into Hillary Clinton's campaign emails, but that they also perpetuated a campaign of disinformation that involved putting out fake news stories through Russian-controlled entities like RT and Sputnik, and that those then were pushed by aggregators and what they're called bots on Twitter and elsewhere, and specifically targeted at voters who were potentially pro-Trump, voters in the Rust Belt of America, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, who were potentially gettable for Trump. And that is the conclusion that they have reached.
All of us should take the American mass media's role model. You know, Megan has been demonstrating today high class in her profession, because I have just cited an example that points out that there was no disinformation, no matter who was behind that leak about the Democratic Party. And the fact is that director handed in her resignation. Once again, she says it's about disinformation. What kind of disinformation? I can't see any manifestation thereof. I don't know that. And what President Trump has been saying, just show me the quote. He won, he said, because of the Russian intervention. I don't remember him saying so.
He finally came around to saying, I think Russia did it, and he said, I don't think he'll do it again.
Well, you see, it seems it's a very, very serious question of world politics, and this is an impression or what seems to you that you're talking about. This is not just as simple as holding an interview or writing an article in a newspaper. As for the interference, look at what your colleagues are doing in our country. They have been deep down in our domestic policies, doing what they weren't enjoying themselves on a systemic basis. For many years, they've been unceremoniously, grossly interfering within our domestic affairs at the level of diplomatic embassies. This has to stop.